you listening to?
Big Sports Radio Guy.
Prepare the water cooler, that we may gather around it later and discuss things.
It's time for the Coach's Corner on Drive Time Sports.
We're back on Drive Time Sports, Monday edition of the Coach's Corner. And believe it or not, the fall sports season is rapidly coming to a close. I mean, we only have 2 weeks left in the regular season for football. Soccer season will actually begin its state championship tournament next week. The boys' golf season in the 2A classification is finished. And this week, the Carbon Dinos will wrap up the golf season. So, again, this fall sports season, it's rapidly coming to an end. One squad that has fared particularly well so far, the Emory Lady Spartans soccer team. Now, they will enter the state tournament next week, the number 2 seed. That's already solidified. They have a league record of 7-2. And joining us right now to talk a bit about that and what lies ahead for this team, we have Coach Eric Nielsen. Coach, as always, a pleasure. Thank you.
Oh, anytime. It's always great to be on your show, Jordan.
I appreciate that, Coach. We have a lot to talk about as far as Emory High School soccer goes. The goal at the beginning of the season, Coach, I know, was to play host to a playoff game, and that's exactly what you guys have accomplished. You have the number 2 spot locked up in Region 15. So, goal accomplished, at least for the regular season.
Yeah, we're really excited about that. We knew coming into the season and the region that we'd be in a position to be able to do that. And the girls, you know, all season long went out. We won the games that I thought we should and gave Manti a run for their money at home last week. And we're sitting in a good position going into the playoffs.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, 7-2 win league play. I think even more impressive than that record, Coach, which, I mean, 7-2 is extremely impressive, but you guys have only given up 17 goals in league action. I mean, that's very, very good.
Yeah, we, you know, our defense has gotten better, everyone across the board, but defense especially, only giving up 17 goals, and we've been able to score the ball pretty efficiently as well.
Yeah, I think what even makes that statistic even more impressive is the fact that 8 of those 17 goals were in one contest. So, and you guys seem to have fixed that problem from an improvement standpoint, looking at what you guys accomplished against Manti last time out. So defensively, you've been on point.
Yeah, they have, and that's really important. You know, to make a deep playoff run, your defense really has to step up and keep you in games, and I think they're prepared to do that.
Now, Coach, I talked to you a couple of weeks ago. In fact, it was following the Manti game. I believe it was the last time that you and I had spoke. You guys lost the contest to Manti 8-0 on the road. That was back on September 7th. Since that loss, you guys had won 4 straight, and then you suffered a 3-2 loss to Manti and responded with a win over Grand. If we go back to that 3-2 loss to Manti in comparison to the first contest, what was the big difference? I mean, is it a simple answer that you guys just improved, or did you notice something different in that game opposed to the first time out?
Well, and really, that's kind of what I was expecting in the first game over at Manti. I thought our girls had prepared and worked hard and for that caliber, and things didn't go our way that game. After that first game, they came to practice, the girls, saying, we're going to work harder and prepare physically and mentally for each team we play. And mentality of, you know, we're not going to go down easy, gave us a game against Manti the second time at home. We actually had a lead in that game in the second half. We were down 1-0 at halftime, and the girls fought back, battled back in the second half. We scored 2 to go up 2-1, and then, Manti made a push to ultimately win it. But just their work ethic, I think, has been amazing to me all season long.
As far as Manti goes, this is a team that's obviously very good. They're 12-1-1 in the season. They've scored 61 goals overall. I think they've only given up something like 8 or 9 or 10 or something like that. I mean, they've been very good defensively. And with that being said, you guys took them to the brink and nearly beat them. So in comparison to the rest of the 3A classification, is Manti one of the top teams, if not the top team, in this classification, Coach?
Yeah, I think they're right up there, definitely, and they've proven it. Like you said, their record is outrageous. They're perfect in region, and I think they only have one loss on their season. So they're a very good team and should be ranked in the top of 3A. I think another team up there is Morgan High School. Now, their record isn't the same as Manti, but they played some really tough schools, big schools up on the Wasatch Front, and have fared well with them, I think. I think those two are kind of the teams to beat right now, and then I'd put us right up there next to them. We've shown that we can come out and play against Manti, and given the right situation, I think we can be in the game with anybody.
Yeah, that was going to be my next question. Where does Emory fit in with the likes of Morgan and Delta and Manti? And so going into the state tournament, I mean, I know we're still two games out, but do you feel that this team is capable of winning a state championship? I mean, is that a realistic goal to set going into the state tournament?
You know, I think it is. And where we're sitting right now, we get to host the first round of the playoffs. We win that. You get to host another one. So we potentially have two home playoff games, and obviously I would think hosting those, we should be the favorite. Then you're in the semifinals, anything can happen there. So, you know, realistically, I think this team has the potential to go all the way.
Again, we're being joined right now by Coach Eric Nielsen of the Emory Lady Spartans Soccer Squad. Coach, before we jump into the state championship tournament, which we'll talk about in just a moment, you guys do have two games this week. In fact, tomorrow it's senior night as you guys take on the Richfield Wildcats. I know you don't have a whole lot of seniors on this squad, but you do have a couple that will be honored in this game.
Oh, yeah, and, you know, the seniors this year have been awesome just in their leadership. They're older, they're more mature girls. And the whole team looks up to them, and it's been a huge benefit to our team. And we're taking the game tomorrow very seriously. It's our chance to honor the seniors and to send them out with a big win on their senior night.
On top of that, Richfield is always a school that Emory wants to beat. I mean, this is a rivalry that goes back quite a ways.
Oh, yeah. You know, we've been in and out of the same region seems like forever. So it's definitely a school that's in close proximity with us, and it's been a rivalry for many, many years. And yeah, you always want to get a win against Richfield.
And then after that, you guys will take on Payson this Friday. That's a 4A school, so you'll play up a classification, coach, as you gear up for the state tournament. And even though these games don't mean anything as far as the standings go, you and I were talking off air, and you mentioned they're tone setters. That's what these two games are this week. A last chance for you guys to get some live action in preparation for the state tournament.
Absolutely, and you know, we're going to go into each contest taking it seriously and doing our best to really tune up for the playoffs. I think getting that road game up at Payson, where we get to travel over the mountain, get more experience that way, and absolutely set the tone going into the playoffs.
If we look ahead to the state tournament, Coach, again, you guys will play host to a game. This will be on October 11th, so we're about 9-10 days away from you guys participating in tournament action. You play host to the number 6 seed from Region 14, and that's set in stone. You'll get another rivalry matchup. You'll get Carbon High School. I mean, that's ironic how that happened. You know, Region 15 matched up with Region 14. It just so happens that you guys are the 2 seed. Carbon is the 6 seed. So right off the bat, you know there's going to be a lot of attention around the first round matchup.
Yeah, there is, and, you know, we're happy to be in a position to be able to host the game, and the fact that we're matched up with Carbon, I think that should bring a lot of excitement to both the counties here. Whichever way the game turns out, we'll be, our area here will be represented, and, I hope that's us, and I think we have the girls and the potential to come out on top in that game. But it really kind of brings a different atmosphere with it.
It does, and as you mentioned, if you get a win, you're going to get another home game in round two. But as I kind of alluded to at the before we hopped on air, I don't know that there's a huge home field advantage when Carbon plays Emory. I've always felt that way in all the sports. I mean, maybe basketball is a little bit different because of the size of the gyms. But outside of that, I've always felt like home field, home court, whatever we're talking about when it comes to Carbon and Emory, the advantage is very slim in that regard just because of the amount of people that it brings out to the game.
Yeah, I agree with that, and you know, I expect to see quite a few parents from Carbon come over for the game, and I think students too. You know, our students interact with their students. We know each other. Girls on the teams know each other, and I expect there to be a big crowd out here. That just adds to the excitement of the game. And like you say, there's not really a advantage one way or the other when you get that many, that much support.
Coach, before I let you go, I want to jump back over to the two games this week and some of the aspects that you're going to focus on as a coach, some of the things that you want to see the girls work on and improve on as they get their final live action before we move into the state tournament. What are some of those things that you're looking for?
You know, and I think we've kind of stressed this all season long, consistency. Consistency. We want to keep that consistent level of play. You know, I think we're playing at a very high level right now. If we can keep that high level in the next two games and be rolling into the playoffs, that would be great.
Well, Coach, it is always fun to get you on the air, always fun to talk about your program. I know there's a lot of exciting stuff happening right now. Thank you again. Best of luck as you guys wrap up the regular season this week.
All right. I appreciate it, Jordan.
Again, that's Coach Eric Nielsen of the Emory Lady Sport and Soccer Squad. Two more games this week. They'll take on Richfield and then Payson, trying to set the tone for the state tournament next week where they'll play host to the Carbon Dinos in the opening round. So some fun stuff happening there. We've got a break for just a moment. When we come back, we're going to talk some college football. The new rankings are out. A couple of upsets over the weekend. How did that affect the top 25? Plus, we'll gear up for the finale of week four of the NFL football season with some Monday night. Tonight, we get the Chiefs and the Redskins. All of that coming up when we return.